It's time for Squawk Talk, talking business to business. Squawk Talk highlights business and business owners in the Atlanta area. Squawk Talk is brought to you by Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration.
Good afternoon. We're broadcasting live from the Eagle's Nest in the heart of Atlanta. Welcome to Squawk Talk, where we talk business to business. I'm your host, Kate Skirmerhorn. Joining me in the studio today is John Smith from UltraTouch Cleaning. Good morning, afternoon, John.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
Good. And Wayne Stonebeck from Atlantic and Pacific Real Estate.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the show. We're going to go ahead and get our show started off today with John Smith from UltraTouch Cleaning. Welcome, John, again.
Thank you.
John, tell us a little bit about UltraTouch Cleaning.
UltraTouch Cleaning, I started the company back in July of 2007. I have been in the cleaning industry, since December of 1992. We provide residential, commercial, turnkey cleaning, rental cleaning, foreclosures, hoarding, and the list grows.
And how did you get into the business, John?
My stepmom, she's in the turnkey industry. She's been there for quite some time, and she got me started doing rental properties such as apartments, cleaning with my aunt, and I've been doing it ever since.
So if somebody were to call you, what kind of services do you provide? You do residential and commercial, or just mostly residential?
I would say our percentage of residential is probably about 97%. Our commercial side, of course, is like small business offices.
Mm-hmm. And what's, if somebody were to call you, what kind of things would you tell them, services you would offer in their home?
In their home, your general cleaning would consist of dusting, vacuuming, cleaning the bathrooms, kitchen. If they wanted extras, such as like cleaning the inside of their refrigerators or a little help with laundry, we'll do that. And also like changing of bed linens.
Okay, so you can do a little bit of everything. Is your typical customer, would you say, are they coming in for a one-time clean? Like my mother-in-law's coming to town and I'm screaming, or I really need someone who can come in every week because I'm just done.
I hear those examples a lot. I'm tired. My kids are driving me crazy. Dogs mess all over the place. Typical cleanings would probably be like every 2 weeks, maybe every 3 weeks. And I do get the one-time individuals, oh, my God, I got family coming to town. Can you help me?
My mother used to tell me nothing cleans a house like an older female relative coming to visit, whether you're doing it or somebody else. So what makes UltraTouch Cleaning special? What gives it the UltraTouch in your cleaning?
I think besides that, our thorough and consistent clean that we do and the follow-ups that I do, customer service is very, very important to me. And building that relationship with the customer, saying, hello, Jane, how are you today? Just give them that one-on-one personal feeling. And at the end of the day, they become part of your family. And after years and years go by, they're literally like family. That's my favorite part of it.
Tell us a little bit about the team that you have working with you. Obviously, you cannot clean every house in Atlanta, so you must have a team that works with you. Talk to us a little bit about your team.
I wish I could clone myself, but I can't. If there is a way, I would do it. But I do have 8 employees whom are drug tested, who are background checked, and it's not just a one-time deal. We do it randomly just to make sure I'm safe, the customer's safe, the safety of the employees. And they have to, hate to say it, but they got to put up with me. So they have to, learn the tricks of the trade and how to be thorough and consistent.
And if somebody were looking at cleaning and interviewing a housekeeper, for example, there's lots of housekeepers out there, and they were saying, well, am I going to call company A or I'm going to call company B or UltraTouch? What kind of questions should they be inquiring of a cleaning company?
Definitely, especially with having drug-free workplace, it's very, very important. Background checks on your employees, as far as it comes down to their home or office, what their budget is, what's going on in the house that they need to have somebody there to clean, what type of service they really want. Because some people just want, oh, I just need my kitchens done. I just need my bathrooms done. And some want everything to literally top to bottom, basement, garages. So all those questions have to come in play. And like I said, the big part is their budget.
Okay. And if somebody were wanting to just get that one room cleaned, what kind of recommendations do you have for them? Often I hear people, they've got the housekeeper coming, so they got to clean their house. So what keeps you from getting people to say, quit cleaning before I get there because you're paying me to do that?
I hear that very often. And matter of fact, we do clean my parents' house, and my parents still say, we need to clean before you come here. I tell them the same thing. You are paying for service. Let us do our jobs. But to get people to understand that they are paying for a service, they Nope.
What kind of things are they cleaning up that you want them to say, stop doing that? Obviously, you maybe want them to pick up the kids' toys before you get there, but what kind of things are they doing that you want to say, really, that's what you're paying us to do?
Picking up kids' toys, the doggy bones, or dirty laundry, dishes in the sink. I mean, we take care of all of that, and it's really funny to talk about it because I hear it all the time. Oh, my God, I got to clean before you come to my house and clean.
And what areas do you cover, John? Are you all over Atlanta? Will you go down to Valdosta? Or are you just mostly in a certain county in town? Or where are you covering?
Mostly right now, we are through Gwinnett County, Forsyth, Fulton, North Fulton, Cherokee, Cobb. And we are expanding out to Walton, Rockdale, Henry County. So there is
quite an expansion.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Describe to me, if you will, for those who are listening, what would be the ideal customer for you? So, because you may have somebody say, oh, I know somebody who needs you. What? Describe your ideal customer.
My ideal customer, since I started out in the rental property industry, I love to do turnkey cleaning. I have nothing against residential homes and their furniture and property, but going in to see the destruction that's happened beforehand and when we come in and clean it, the after effect, the harder the task is, the better I like it. So any turnkey or rental properties, I know it's strange, but...
Have you ever walked into somewhere and go, oh, no?
Yes, I have.
Okay, that lends a story to follow that sigh.
I'm not going to say the...
Don't get any names. Change the names to protect the innocent, please.
Pretty much any rental property that you go into, I would say probably about maybe 80% chance. You don't know the condition of the home or the apartment or the building. And when there's loads of trash that's left behind, don't mean to sound gruesome over the radio here, but pet feces, roach infestations,
Is there any types of things that you don't clean or that you don't do?
Not really. I mean, I've tackled just about everything, even crime scene cleanup, which I want to get back into again someday. I know it's probably scary, but...
Can be. Yes. Somebody's got to do it.
Somebody sure does. But, I mean, really nothing scares me. Nothing bothers me to go into somebody's home, office, building. I mean, we do it all.
Okay. And if somebody were listening and they would say, UltraTouch Clean, well, they sound like they qualify. They drug testers, candidates in it. Tell us something else that makes UltraTouch Cleaning a little bit different than most of your typical cleaners out there.
I get strange looks when I answer this question. I like to consult other cleaning companies. I'm on my fourth one right now, and it's actually Erica Wimberly with EW Services, helping her grow her business. Having somebody start up from this, you know, from the bottom up, it's really frustrating for them. And I've been through it. I've been through it for, you know, since December of 1992. So I've been through all the trials and tribulations and the headaches. And I hate to see somebody else struggle. There's plenty of homes and offices in the state of Georgia, and I don't mind helping consult that individual or company.
That's very good. Now, we're listening to John Smith from UltraTouch Cleaning. John, you mentioned earlier that you do follow-up with your customers. Talk to us a little bit about what types of follow-up that you do and what that entails.
What follow-ups and customer service is very important to me in building that relationship. With the follow-ups, a lot of my customers do work, so they expect a text message or email. Hello, Ms. So-and-so. I'm just here. We were here today to clean your home. I just want to make sure everything looks kosher, you know, consistent with what we've been doing in the past. Please let me know your feedback. Feedback is very important to me, and I appreciate your business. And that's just a really short term of my email or message that comes through to them.
Okay. And tell us again, you seem to really just, our Racer Radio listeners could see just the smile on her face. She really just seems to enjoy what she's doing, what she's talking about. John, tell us what it is that you love most about what you do.
The before and after. Just that accomplishment of seeing you go to a nightmare rental place or a crazy house and having that accomplished feeling at the end from a dull moment to a bright shining star is just... I don't know, it brings like a whole new level of life to somebody.
I imagine just hearing your customers sometimes saying, wow, it just looks so clean. This is a sense of accomplishment that you get. I would think so. So tell us, what is the most, has there been anything unusual or most rewarding in things that you've cleaned? It's like a fun story where somebody has said, boy, that was night and day different, not in somebody's home maybe.
A lot of my customers will tell me, oh gosh, you know, please be forewarned, my house is a mess. And I do, with their permission, of course, take before and after pictures, which people can look on my website. I mean, just be someone, little girl's room, had her toys are just scattered all over her room or a playroom, and just to see, you know, the outcome, you can't walk on the floor, and we take everything up and organize it, throw the trash away, and do the after picture, and like, oh my God, can you do this every time? Or even down to a hoarder's home that we cleaned. 3 days, 8 hours, 8 to 10 hours a day, and a dumpster, two dumpsters full of trash, and then to come back home and say, oh my God, where were you 10 years ago?
Sounds like you do a little mental consulting with some people to get them through some of the cleaning.
Yes.
Do you, do you ever find anybody that's just going, I will never be able to keep it this clean? And do you give them advice on what they can do to help keep it till you come back?
I do. And I always encourage the customer, no matter what age demographic they are, even down to teenagers, those are tough cookies. But I will always give them that positive feedback. Oh, you can do it. You have a busy schedule. But if you just take one section of your house at a time till we come back, it's not that, you know, it won't be that difficult for you.
And tell us a little bit about how you get the word out about your business. What kind of places do you go and try to connect, find business, or what kind of advertising or marketing or things are you doing?
Word of mouth, definitely. Passing out my business cards, our door hangers. I'm not afraid to do the door-to-door type scenario. Even in a grocery store, if somebody's standing in line with me, I'll just start talking.
you never know who you're running into. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So, John, if somebody were wanting to find a little bit more information about you and contact you and say, yep, that sounds like somebody I want to interview about coming and cleaning in my home, how would they go about doing that?
Definitely. Our website address is ultratouchcleaning.com. My cell phone is on pretty much 24/7, which is 404-787-8003. And we also do have a Facebook page as well.
Great. Thank you, John, for being on the show. You've been listening to John Smith with Ultra Touch Cleaning.
Thank you.
Our next guest is Wayne Stonebeck from Atlantic and Pacific Real Estate Services. Welcome, Wayne.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit. Start us off talking to us about Atlantic Pacific. That's a lot. That's going to be a tongue twister, I know. Pacific Real Estate.
Well, I tell you, funny you should mention the name. We are actually changing the name of the company. This has not been put out, but in about 2 weeks. And breaking news. We're actually owned by Carrington Mortgage Services, and that's a company. There's 18 companies under that umbrella. So in a couple of weeks, you will see Atlantic and Pacific change to Carrington Real Estate Services. But Carrington Real Estate Services started about 4.5 years ago. And the reason for it was, of course, the foreclosure market was booming, and Carrington also owns an asset management company where we handle properties for different large national banks, and they were looking at for agents to give the properties out to sell those properties, and they said, you know what, why don't we open our own real estate company and we can keep it all in houses, which is what they did 4.5 years ago. Since that time, they picked up more and more banks, so we're handling assets for quite a few of the banks around the country. We're also working with some hedge funds on the purchase side of those properties. But we don't only do just REO and investment purchases. We do all aspects of real estate except for commercial real estate. We don't really get involved in commercial real estate, but from leasing to resales, buyers and sellers, we do it all.
And tell us what about your real estate background. How did you get into all this?
I got into real estate back in 1984. I was only 3 years old. I was in my mid-20s, and I had a sales background, and it was in food products industry. And that company was closing their office here in Atlanta, and they had a program where they would train you for another profession. And so I had flipped some houses myself, bought and sold some houses, had rental property, and I said, you know what, I think I want to get into real estate because I really enjoy it. And I guess my favorite thing, the thing I love best is getting the first-time home buyer into a house. There's just nothing more satisfying than that. And not just getting them in the house, but educating them on the process throughout. I've been a member of the Home Builder Association for years, and I used to teach construction classes. So I just like educating people in the process. I like seeing everyone get a good deal and feel like at the end of the day, when they leave that closing table, no one took advantage of them. You know, that's huge for me.
That's important. That's as most people know, that's usually the biggest purchase that most people make, and especially that first time home purchase. People are can be overwhelmed by the process and don't want to feel like they made a mistake. And so that's being able to provide that education is fantastic. Tell us a little bit. If you've been in business for a while, as you said, you've seen a lot of ups and downs in the market and things going really well and things taking a low. Tell us how the market's doing these days.
Well, it's without a doubt been a roller coaster, especially these past 7 years. Typically, in the previous years, we would have a downturn, and I would say, well, that'd be all right. We'll be out of this in 6 or 7 months. And we usually were, you know, and we would have a small downturn where it was 2 or 3% on property values, but it would turn around and we'd be back up and running. Well, this has been going on since really 2006. And it's just unprecedented what has happened to the values of properties. I bought my first house for $61,000, and that was over 34 years ago. In that house, that same exact house just sold for $28,000. So it kind of gives you an idea of what has happened in the marketplace. Now, there are certain areas of the metropolitan area that have done much better than others, of course. There's some areas that may not come back for 15, 20 years. Particularly in the northeast and northwest sections of Atlanta, the property values are starting to go up. Gwinnett County alone, we're looking at about 17% right now across the board for this year. I don't mean this in a bad way, but I hope we don't maintain that pace because we'll end up with another bubble. Hmm. But the way things are looking, the REO business is slowing down. The values are coming up to the point where people that have been in their home for 10 plus years can turn around and sell their house and get out of it and make a little bit of money. So the market is turning around, and I'm very thankful for it.
Indeed. And what do an agent today, obviously, who's maybe not have been in the business for as long, 10, 20 years, what kind of challenges are they facing today in today's market that needs to be, they need to maybe be a little more savvy in the market than in? What kind of things do the agents need to be or challenges that they're facing?
My experience in hiring agents has been that agents that have been in business for 5 to 6 years or less are actually much better adjusted because they never had that easy time that we went through. You know, back in the early 2000s, and I've said this many times before, if you could just get yourself out of bed in the morning, you could be in the so-called million-dollar club. Well, that's not the case anymore. It's hard work. There's no doubt about it, but it can be incredibly rewarding. The agents today need to be much more business savvy than they used to be. Don't get me wrong, you still are dealing with people's emotions and personalities, but you have to be business savvy and you have to be a very strong negotiator in today's market.
And if an agent were to come to you and say, well, I have really no interest in technology, I just want to sell houses because it looks like fun, what would you tell them?
I actually get that. I get that quite a bit. The agents that have been in business for 10 plus years, and there's some of them like myself that have been in since dirt. But back when I got in, there was no technology, and there's a lot of agents that have been in business for a long time that just can't embrace it. You know, they can't deal with the smartphones, the iPads, they still are wanting to fax things around instead of scan email, electronic signatures. In my office, if you come into my office, I have no files in my office. Everything is electronic. Everything is backed up in California, actually, is where our parent company is located. We don't use paper anymore. I used to back years ago, I managed a bunch of subdivisions, and I was going through 3 and 4 cases of paper a month. Since we have been in this current location for 6 months, we haven't even used a half a case of paper. And we've only used a half a ream of legal size paper. I can't believe, I mean, that's just the way things have changed.
Gone are the days of the 5-inch file to sell a house.
Yes, the file folders. I feel bad for the people in the paper industry, but unfortunately, they're kind of a thing of the past.
It happened with the film industry, too.
Yes.
So tell us, is the foreclosure market out there? We heard those couple years along the lines where foreclosures were big in the market and people were buying up foreclosures. Is that still an impact in our real estate market today?
It is, and there's still incredible values out there. Even though market has turned around, I say, you know, in the northeast part of metro Atlanta, they've gone up around 17% this year. But we're talking about prices that have dropped 60%. So you can still buy a home today for less than it would cost you to build that same home. And I was looking at some information this morning, a property that we're going to get to go on the market here shortly, that was a foreclosed property that an investor purchased. They're turning around. They're going to sell it now. That house sold for $885,000 in 2006. We're probably going to put that on the market for around $350,000.
Wow.
So especially the higher-end homes have really taken a much bigger hit. Mm-hmm. But the first-time home buyer, if there's anyone out there that has not purchased a home and they don't think they have credit, I encourage them to get a hold of a good loan officer, because it's not as bad as you're hearing out there. You can purchase a house. You can get a loan. And the interest rates are ridiculously low. 3% for crying out loud. 3%.
I heard somebody the other day that said that when he bought his house, he got 12 and refinanced at 10 and thought he was a genius.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I remember when the interest rates got to 6%, that was when the big refi boom hit. Everybody, 6%. We're looking at 3%, and people are going, oh, no, I'm going to wait till the rates drop lower. Now, I guess maybe if somebody pays you to move into the house, and that is actually happening in some cases. People are putting down earnest money of $1,000. They go to the closing table, actually get a check back when they close on a loan.
Wow. We're listening to Wayne Stonebeck from Atlantic Pacific Real Estate Services. Wayne, tell us, are you finding more of your customers to be investors that are trying to just buy and sell and flip? Or do you have a lot of what I would call traditional home buyers? Who is your typical customer?
It's a real mix right now. One thing that a lot of the first-time home buyers and the traditional buyer needs to keep in mind is when they go out looking at these houses, a lot of these foreclosed houses or REO properties are in pretty bad condition. Typically, when someone is in a situation where they're going to lose their home, the last thing they're going to do is maintain that property. So a lot of those homes have to be sold cash only because of their condition. The houses that go on the market that are in move-in condition, you're going to be the first-time home buyer, the traditional home buyer, is going to be competing against the investors. Investors are buying anything. They're buying anything from a vacant lot to ready to move in. So the investors are out there, and there's some huge, and I'm talking billions of dollars, these groups that are coming into the market here. But a lot of them have found out that they have to buy in bulk. That's where they'll go to the bank and they'll buy 100, 200, 300. Actually, I heard of one 2 weeks ago. It was a 600-house package that a group bought. But there's also short sales. A lot of people discount the short sales. They don't want to get involved with it because it takes time. But if a traditional buyer, first-time home buyer, has the ability to wait it out, a short sale is really a great way to go because the investors don't want to mess with them.
Now, if somebody was looking, they were that first-time home buyer or traditional home buyer, and they're looking at real estate agents, obviously everybody and their mother knows somebody that sells real estate, what kind of questions should they be asking and that would separate Atlantic Pacific, soon to be Carrington?
Soon to be Carrington Real Estate
Services. Real Estate Services.
Well, the first thing they need to ask them is what they do for a living. For years, and it was more back in the 90s and the early 2000s. You know, you could be working a different type job and look in the cube next to you and say, hey, I'm thinking about buying a house. I go, hey, I've got my real estate license. Well, a lot of those people have decided just to hang it up, but there are still a few of them out there. The market, like I said, is very different, and you want to make sure that that agent that you're working with is a full-time agent. That's all they do. And at Atlantic and Pacific, that's all we hire. We don't hire part-time agents. We don't look for just a warm body to come and say we've got a license from someone. They actually have to produce, and we do have production levels that they have to achieve to keep their license with us.
How many agents do you have on staff with you?
We have 30 here in the Metro Atlanta area.
And what areas in Atlanta do they cover?
We cover everything. We cover from Macon to Dalton. The unique thing about this company is since they are so new, we don't have an office per se where the agents come and have cubes or offices. All the agents work from their home. So I do have an agent in Hartwell. I have an agent in Macon. I am interviewing agents in Savannah right now. So I'm the manager for the state of Georgia.
Okay. Now, you may have said it earlier, but I may have missed it. Did you say you also manage the properties as well, or are you just handling the buying and the selling for the investors?
We will do. The individual agents can do property management. But if we get an investor that comes in, which we have one right now that has over 100 properties, we just refer them to Carrington Property Management.
Fantastic. Well, Wayne, I want to thank you for being on the show. We've been listening to Wayne Stoneback from Atlanta Pacific. I knew I was going to say that one time. Pacific. That's why we're glad he's going to Carrington Real Estate Services. Thank you. Now, if somebody wanted to find out a little bit more information about you and how to reach you, how to contact one of your agents, how would they go about doing that?
Well, the best way is on our website, which is apreus.com. And that will actually go to our internet center, and they can put you in contact with an agent that works in your area. But if you want to call me here at the office, it's 770-291-2125.
Great. Thank you, Wayne. You've been listening to Squawk Talk, where we talk business to business. Special thank you again to my guest, Wayne Stoneback from Atlantic Pacific Real Estate Services, and from John Smith from UltraTouch Cleaning. I'm Kate Skirmerhorn with Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration, taking care of all your floor cleaning and restoration needs. To listen to this show and other Squawk Talk broadcasts, go to squawktalk.businessradiox.com. Until the next Squawk Talk, remember, when you're ready to get the job done right, set the eagle in flight.